On the ballot in November is a campaign to approve a casino in York County that could be, and often has been, described as controversial. In fact, it's being investigated by the Maine Ethics Commission. This summer, that campaign hired former Maine Attorney General Andrew Ketterer to represent its interests in that investigation. But Ketterer's role in the campaign is shifting. Not only is he defending one of the campaign's chief financial backers in the ethics probe, but he's also now promoting the casino's purported economic benefits. Steve Missler sat down with Ketterer today to talk about how and why the state's former top law officer decided to help out the campaign.
Ketterer served as Maine's attorney general for 5 years in the late 90s. After that, he went back to running his own law practice in Norridgewock. And now, he's working for Progress for Maine, or more specifically, Sean Scott. Scott first brought gambling to Maine 17 years ago with a slots parlor in Bangor. But this year, he and his associates have turned their attention to York County. They're spending millions of dollars to convince Mainers to approve question one. And that will allow Scott, and only Scott, to create another gambling facility at a yet-to-be-disclosed location.
I am certainly a proponent of yes on one. I've studied the issue pretty carefully. I think it's a good choice for Maine.
During a brief interview at a law office in Portland, Ketterer went on to tout the campaign's promised economic benefits, construction and hospitality jobs, tax revenues to the state, and also a boost in tourism from a resort-like facility that supports concerts and conventions.
This certainly would include gaming. Nobody's hiding behind that saying, oh, there's no gaming will be going on here. Certainly it would be.
Gaming is the focus of the ballot initiative, but the campaign isn't exactly stressing it in its advertising. A television spot airing on local networks mentions the word gaming exactly once.
A place for concerts, conventions, fairs, and other events for visitors and Mainers to enjoy. And what will it look like? It'll look like it belongs here in Maine.
Fairs, conventions, a four-season resort? There's nothing in the ballot initiative that requires investments in such amenities. So I asked Ketterer about that.
Well, there's no guarantees in life, and this is probably another example of that.
Ketterer says it's in the developer's interest to support non-gambling investments. But others, including several state lawmakers, have their doubts. They believe Sean Scott will simply sell the casino license, much like he did in Bangor, netting a reported $51 million. Ketterer's advocacy for the casino could give the campaign a much-needed boost of legitimacy. After he left the Attorney General's office in 2000, he served on the Maine Ethics Commission. That's the very same agency that's investigating the casino campaign in its complex network of domestic and offshore funding sources. Part of the Ethics Commission's job is to ensure the public knows who's funding the campaign. And Ketterer once led the transparency effort. He assessed fines for late filings or non-disclosure, including against previous casino campaigns. Now he's working for a casino initiative accused of hiding its funding sources for over a year. So how does he reconcile these divergent roles?
Well, the only thing I can say is I think it's an interesting cause, and the client that our firm represents, Capital 7, complied fully with everything that the Ethics Commission requested. We believe that they're in compliance with the law.
Ketterer tries to make a distinction between the corporation he's representing and others that could receive a hefty fine by the Ethics Commission. But all of the entities in the probe have ties to Sean Scott, the man paying Ketterer. A campaign facing such withering scrutiny and criticism could clearly benefit publicly from having a former attorney general on the payroll. And so far, Scott and his associates have spared no expense, spending over $4 million just to get on the ballot. It's now paying door-to-door canvassers $20 an hour. So how much is the campaign paying Ketterer? He won't say, but the public is about to find out. A new round of campaign finance reports are due Thursday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.